I'm very disappointed with this allocation of 30,000 for yet another report, and we've had several. The last time this issue was raised, my understanding was we'd made an application for just under €800,000, which is badly needed because, as stated, I and my colleagues have highlighted this consistently over a long period of time. And again, I want to pay tribute to the Coastal Erosion Committee that is out in Strandhill that have been to the fore in relation to this issue. And the big concern that everybody has is that time and tide is firmly against us here, and 30,000 for another report to me is an insult in the overall scheme of things. The time for reports is long gone because we've had several. What's needed now is action and funding for action. So on foot of this announcement, unfortunately the councillors were not informed of this allocation. I read it on Ocean this morning. I will be making contact as a matter of urgency with the Line Minister, Kevin Boxer-Moran, in the Department of the OPW, to try and getting him to Sligo sooner rather than later, because we have been campaigning here for a long time, over a long number of years, on behalf of the people of Strandhill, on behalf of the very active and hard-working Coastal Erosion Committee, to try and get substantial funding, because this is a crisis scenario, and we need funding, we need action, we need the preferred option, and we need the rock armour, because we're one bad storm or one bad season away from a disaster out there.
And councillor, is there going to be a sense of, amongst the local community, a sense of being deflated? Or that's probably a bit of an understatement here, because I know this issue, we've spoken about it many times before, and you've highlighted before the amount of hard work that's gone on in the community in terms of this issue. And when you get something like this back after such a long, hard battle that you're saying has to still continue, it can just be very, like I said, deflating to the whole situation. And for you, is it very clear what the next steps are? It's about getting the people in charge, the bodies in power, to get them out here on the ground to see the issue, to see how time sensitive it is, and to try and get it over the line that way.
Yeah, well, I think deflated would be an understatement. I'd say they're as angry and as disappointed as I am and my colleagues, and that includes the Oireachtas members here also. And I understand that this matter has been raised with some of the European representatives, because you know, if we don't get action and funding and rock armour ASAP, we'll have no coast to protect, because we've had a number of reports after reports after reports, and I've said it and others have said it, the time for reports is long gone, and 30,000 for another report to me is an insult, where we should be a little bit more ambitious, a little bit more firm, and I would call on our four Oireachtas members to immediately address this situation. We need to get the minister down here sooner rather than later, because another report to me is a waste of money, time, effort, when we need more substantial funding, because we need to extend the rock armour as agreed, as per the proposal and the preferred option, in agreement with us all.